says, I'm a girlfriend and a big brother. Dear Freak Show, I have something to confess that isn't bad, but it's worthy of getting off my chest. Here's my dilemma. I'm 27 years old. I live in St. Pete and pretty much spend time between work, my little sister, and my boyfriend. That's all I do. I listen to you guys on my way to work, so I love that. And my sister stays with me a lot, which I also love, because I'm very protective of her. Being 15 in this world is way crazier than it was when I was 15. I installed a parental monitoring program on my Wi-Fi setup at home to make sure that I could review whatever she's doing online. One of my coworkers told me that they did this for their teens, and it kept them out of trouble. The issue is, my boyfriend stays over a lot, and during the week, when my sister isn't there, and after us being exclusively dating for under a year, just under a year, I'm pretty comfortable with him in my house. He comes and goes as he wants. I was reviewing the program that basically takes screenshots of the computer's activity to see what my sister was up to the previous weekend while sitting next to my boyfriend, and realized two things. First, I forgot to share with him that I have this protection at the house. Two, he logs on to his Instagram on my computer at my house. I now know his login information for his email, for his Instagram, for all of his computer activity, and can sit there and scroll through everything that he did on my setup. Now, he gets into these sessions, these viewing sessions, and opening pages on Instagram, scrolling through pages of random women and just looking at their photos. There's no likes. There's no comments. I know it's random because he'll go to one page. Then from the suggested accounts that pop up on the bottom, he'll open one of those and then look at the pictures and then go. So he's scrolling through these ladies' pictures. It bugs the hell out of me. Like, what is he shopping for? He hasn't written anybody. He has zero alarming DMs because I see them as he opens the computer. Again, screenshot to screenshot. But it's so weird to see your trusted partner scrolling through pages of random women. Now, is it worth saying something? It's going to make me look like I'm snooping when I'm really not. But I don't think that I'm wrong for feeling this way. So what would you do in my situation?
Well, that's a come up, first of all. That you can just sign into all of his stuff.
What? No.
That's happened to me before.
Don't promote that.
And you just see it and you're like, oh my goodness. This is like a gold mine of information.
Wait.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying.
That's okay. Well, say it's a bad thing then.
And I can't because I looked. I've done it in the past. I did sign out. I didn't keep it open though.
But this is how crazy girlfriends start. This is going to be a snowball effect. This is a terrible thing.
Too much information.
You already saw that he's not doing anything bad. He's not sliding in the DMs. He's on Instagram doing what people do. You're looking at pictures.
Other people.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's like a magazine.
Freaking deal. I bet if somebody pulled up her Instagram, you know, history, it would be something pretty similar. It's mundane and you need to stop immediately.
She's not looking into any of his personal stuff, so that gives her a plus, right?
Well,
that
she hasn't. Is.
No, there's
that
no pluses.
She hasn't broken the trust.
She already broke the trust. She's already scrolling through his history. She's already creeping.
Well, Donnie, once you're there, you end up just a little bit. Like, let's be real. You scroll just a little bit to see what's going on.
No, I mean, she scrolled to figure out what it was.
Yes.
She saw what it was. She didn't go deeper. So I will applaud that. And I mean, she got it for a good reason for her sister. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, keeping track of everybody.
Yeah, but is it an issue? If Anthony is scrolling through looking at random women, and it's all random women, it's not anybody he knows, it's
right.
not anybody he's writing,
he's celebrities.
He's not even liking the pictures. He's just scrolling through looking at their stuff.
No, I feel like since I do it already, I would expect him that he already does all that stuff. They could be Maxim models, they could be this, they could be like whatever you think is
IG
really hot
chicks,
right now.
Whatever.
Yeah, but as long as you're not intentionally liking and commenting and DMing people, we're fine.
Let's see, Julie is on the line. Julie, what do you got? Is this an issue?
I don't think it is, only because, my boyfriend does the same thing. He looks, as long as he doesn't touch or cross the boundaries of reaching out to try and touch, there's no issue whatsoever. Just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't look at the menu. Mm.
Okay, all right. I understand that, and that's very mature of you, because most women would try and scratch his eyes out. All right, there you go. Let's see, Genesis is on the phone. Hey, Genesis.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Pretty good. You it says you used to snoop.
Yes, I did used to snoop back a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. How'd that work out?
It did not work out good. My boyfriend almost broke up with me at one point. He actually figured it out that I was going through his phone for some reason. He's just like, I know I search people, and there's a whole different search on my Instagram. So now I don't even care because he's not doing nothing. He's just looking at pictures. Like, who cares? Now I even be showing him, like, girls, like, a celebrity with a big booty picture. I should be showing it him now.
Okay. So you joined the team now. Instead of being an adversary, you've joined up.
Yeah, pretty much. There's nothing wrong with it.
Are you still tempted to snoop through his things?
No, like, I don't snoop through it at all. Like,
okay.
All right.
There's no point of it at all.
There really isn't. I mean, I'm not a fan of the snooping personally, but I appreciate no. it. Uh-oh. Wait, I lost you. Now I hit the button. I'm okay. My bad. It was fat finger. I didn't mean to hit that one. All right, wait. Bianca's on the phone. Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Well, you think she's doing something. Tell me why.
Because you wouldn't snoop if you're not doing something.
But she has that. Okay, the program shows you all of the stuff that's going on your computer.
Right.
So you can monitor your kids or teens or whatever. So if she opens right. the program and sees his stuff there, is that really snooping?
To be honest, I don't feel like to be honest, you shouldn't sit there and even look for it. Like, if you're not looking for it, you won't find nothing.
Right.
It's true.
But it was I felt like it was an accident.
I
felt like it was an accident that now she's like married to say it's like a come up.
It's a gift.
Yeah. It's like, all right, this is a gift.
Yeah.
This is a good day.
It was no accident.
But if it's my teen, then I'm going to have control over my teen off rip.
Okay, I gotcha.
At the end of the day, if you don't open it and you don't look for it, it's you're not going to find nothing.
Okay. All right. I got you. I appreciate it.
I'd want to keep track of my kid. That's one thing. But my man, yeah, you got to have enough trust there. I would look just for a second if I opened up my laptop and I saw all of his stuff open. I'm just being honest with you. If it was already logged in, I would look for a second. I would 100% log out and never try to log in again.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
if it's
so
there, though, I would definitely scroll
for
a second.
How much would it matter? And I'm just asking because I know how ladies tend to think. How much would it matter if everybody that he's looking at don't look like you?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Though. Guys have fantasies, you know? They get you all the time. So could it potentially hurt your feelings? Yes. But it's just a fantasy. He's not doing anything. As long as he's not, I click on that DM button. That's exactly what I would do. Click on that top right-hand button just to see if anything has happened. If there's nothing there.
She said it was no alarming.
Yeah. You're good.
She needs to
trust
leave it
your
alone.
Man.
If she wants this relationship to last, she needs to stop immediately.
So yeah. if she tells him.
Don't tell him.
No, I would
okay, but
never.
You have to tell him. Logging onto your computer. You got the program.
Well, stop looking.
Also, keep the program for your sister.
But
don't look at his.
100%.
Yeah, I would just keep
it. That's going to take you gotta all
be,
kind of
I mean,
like,
you got to be grown.
That's all kind of willpower,
you
though.
Gotta, you got to be grown.
She got the Powerball numbers. You telling her don't dial ticket? Are you crazy?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.